Dateline Washington, Wednesday, January 28th, 2009. Hello again from the nation's capital. I'm Greg Karumbas. In this edition, a conversation with New Jersey Republican Congressman Scott Garrett. Congressman Garrett is opposed to the Democratic version of an $825 billion economic stimulus plan and is the author of the conservative alternative to that. We'll ask him why he believes the Democratic version is unacceptable and why his plan would actually stimulate the economy. Also in this edition, the Democratic perspective. Larry Haas served as spokesman for the Clinton White House Budget Office. We'll get his take on what he thinks the impact of this massive stimulus package would be. Plus, analytical insights. We'll talk economic history and dive into the details of this plan with Bill Beach, director of the Center for Data Analysis at the Heritage Foundation. And Obama and the environment. We'll talk about the latest developments on the global warming front with reporter Penny Starr of CNSNews.com. All of that, plus Wednesday's headlines, straight ahead on Dateline Washington. We begin with Congressman Scott Garrett, and we begin right now. My first guest in this edition is New Jersey Congressman Scott Garrett, a Republican representing the Garden State's 5th Congressional District. He's also a member of both the House Budget and Financial Services Committee, and we want to get his thoughts on this evening's upcoming vote on at least an $825 billion stimulus package proposed by mainly the Congressional Democratic leaders as well as the Obama administration. And Congressman, thanks so much for being with us.
And it is indeed my pleasure to be with you to talk about an important issue.
What do we know about the final price tag? Is it going to stay around $825 billion, or has it gone up a little bit?
That's about the figure I'm seeing right now as we speak. But if I was a betting person, I would bet they would go up before it goes gets to the president's desk.
In terms of the Republican conference, we're seeing right now that the leadership, as well as most members, are very skeptical about this package, claiming that it will not actually stimulate the economy very much, if at all.
Right.
Why do you believe that what we're seeing right now fundamentally is not going to help our economy?
Well, I think the Republican conference on this issue is exactly in cue with the American public, who has also been calling us, our office repeatedly saying to vote no on this, because they all realize that if you're in a spending problem, and that's what we've been in for a long time in Washington, we spend more than we take in. As you and I sit here right now, we're $1.2 trillion in debt. We're spending more than we took in. The answer is not to simply go out and borrow more money from Chinese or wherever you want to get the money from to spend your way out of the problem. The answer is to incentivize and encourage more job creation in the country.
There is some provision here for tax breaks. Some call them more breaks than cuts because they're not permanent. They're a one-time deal in this legislation in terms of the individuals, the couples, allowing small businesses to write off more than they normally do. What impact do you think that's likely to have, if at all?
From most of the economists that we've talked to and most of the people just out in our district with common sense, small business owners and the like, they'll say it's going to have practically no impact. For the reasons that you say, it's temporary, it's short-lived. A business is not going to plan to expand and grow and spend more money and hire more people and buy more trucks and buy more equipment if he thinks that tomorrow or the next day his taxes are going to go shoot right up through the roof again. And basically, that's what will occur if this package will pass. You'll have a short-term period of time where a cut and then zooms right back up again, and so businesses will not create the jobs, which is what we need today.
I know Republicans have come up with an alternative. I know you've worked on that alternative. Talk about the principles in there and what specifically Republicans believe would stimulate our economy to a strong degree.
Well, sure. I'm the sponsor of that legislation, and what it would do is the basic principles are at a couple levels. One, for individuals across this country, let the people keep more of their own money. Don't send it to Washington where it will, you know, it's going to be misspent. So if begin with a 5% across-the-board tax cut. Everybody gets a larger paycheck at the end of the week of the money that they've earned. Secondly, if you're a small business person and you want to think about expanding your business, hiring more people, let them see savings as well in their bottom lines for a reduction in your corporate taxes. And as far as the investors out there who have the money but they just don't want to invest because Washington keeps on changing the rules, well, we can get them off the sidelines and investing again. How? Well, by lowering capital gains rates, encouraging them to buy stock, buy equipment today, knowing that their rates are not going to be so astronomical that makes them uncompetitive globally.
Take us inside the minds, as I know you've studied this. I know you've worked in the private sector, of course. What are business owners needing in order to have confidence in the future? And what do investors want to see in addition to being able to keep more of what they earn through their dividends and so forth?
Well, one thing I think they're all looking for is certainty. The thing that brought down the market, in part, a lot of factors, but one was uncertainty in the marketplace, uncertainty as to what the administration was going to do, whether it was Bush before or now Obama today, uncertainty whether or not the government is going to be starting to pick winners and losers. Look, if you're an investor, if you're a small business person, and you think that tomorrow the government could very well start subsidizing, bailing out your competitor across the street, well, you're probably not going to start investing any more money in your business because you could be out of business tomorrow. We need to reestablish that certainty by ending this constant daily, weekly change of the rules. And with the stimulus package that you're talking about, that just perpetuates that problem as it picks winners and losers and picks certain segments of the markets to prevail and other sections of the market to not.
We're talking with New Jersey Republican Congressman Scott Garrett. And Congressman, I've been paging through the stimulus proposal as the Democrats have laid it out there. It's 647 pages, so I'm sorry to say I haven't gotten through all of it yet. But we see a lot of different areas where this money is targeted. What do you see as their philosophy here? They claim that this will create jobs, stimulate economic growth. What do you believe their philosophy is here by giving billions of dollars potentially for improvements here on the National Mall, though I believe that's actually been extracted now, but in terms of all these different areas of spending?
Despite what President Obama said yesterday when he came and very nicely, graciously talked to the Republican conference, and when he said that this is not what he would have hoped to do when he came into office, he had his own agenda and didn't want to have to deal with a stimulus plan. If you look into the stimulus plan, you'll realize that much of what's in here is exactly what he campaigned on to the extent that he wanted a larger, broader, bigger government with higher spending in a number of areas, whether it's in the areas of health, education, energy, so on and so forth. All very good issues that we need to debate, discuss, and figure out how we can make better for the citizens of this country. But he's rolled them all into one bill, mortgaged our future and our grandkids' futures to pay for them, and instead basically called it a stimulus plan. In reality, as we said, it's not a stimulus plan. It's not going to stimulate the economy. It's just going to put us deeper in debt.
Congressman, you mentioned that if this passes, we're going to be obviously even further in debt and have to borrow that money from the Chinese and potentially elsewhere. This package, if it passes, on top of the $700 billion bailout for Wall Street and so forth, try to put it into layman's terms for the American taxpayer, just how much they're shelling out and how difficult it's going to be to get back in the black.
Well, it's going to be hugely difficult to get back in the black, and that's not me speaking. That's President Obama. When he spoke here the other day, you know, we were talking about $1 trillion increase of spending here, and he's talking about other spending packages as well. We're looking at a $1.2 trillion deficit right now, so that could be well over $2-2.5 trillion. We're approaching the point where our deficit, or our debt rather, is going to be equal to the GDP, the gross domestic product of the country. We're approaching the point where we will be owing as much as we're producing in the entire country. And that's not a good place to be, and that's going to be a huge hole for us to try to climb out of.
Congressman, the political reality here, of course, is that Democrats do have a strong majority in both the House and Senate, as well as control of the White House. It seems fair to say that they're probably not going to shift 180 and adopt all your principles. Do you see an area for common ground here that they might give a little bit, and there's certain provisions here that you're okay with, at least in part, or is this just going to have to be a party-line vote?
Well, we certainly remain optimistic that they will. I mean, we threw out a couple ideas to the president yesterday, such as, how about the idea of not giving tax breaks to income tax breaks to people who are not paying income tax? He unfortunately rejected that. We threw out the idea, how about just giving everybody a tax break in the country? And he said on ideological grounds or policy grounds, he's opposed to that. Someone else threw out the idea of how about a cut for corporate taxes to make us more globally competitive. He said he might be open to that, but only if we raise taxes elsewhere for corporations. So I'm not sure whether that will really benefit the business at the end of the day. So there might be some grounds that he would be willing to talk to us on where he won't reject it out of hand, as he did yesterday, and we'll just have to search for those.
Congressman, do you find that the open dialogue is helpful, or is it just another forum for which it's clear that the principles of the two sides here just aren't meshing?
Well, we certainly appreciate the forum from the president, that he would come and speak to us and throw out the hand to say that he'll talk to us about these things. We have not seen as much in the House here with Nancy Pelosi, Speaker Pelosi, who, when the issue was thrown to her, she said, well, just remember who won, meaning that she won. She's a speaker, and she can set the rules, I guess. So we've seen a little more from the White House, but now we're just looking more for more than rhetoric. We're looking for constructive dialogue that will actually achieve some change.
About 90 seconds left here with New Jersey Congressman Scott Garrett. And Congressman, we saw an event late this morning at the White House where President Obama met with some CEOs of major corporations and even took the stage with the heads of IBM and Honeywell. What are you hearing from business leaders in your district as well as investors? You mentioned those were two areas you really wanted to target in this stimulus package to bring confidence and certainty to both, or at least as much as possible. What are they telling you from your home district?
Well, they're telling me probably the same thing they're telling Congress people across the country, that yes, we have problems out there. Yes, the economy is not great, that credit markets are tight, et cetera, that it's hard to get loans, although local bankers will tell you that they are still making those loans, and they're looking for some relief from Washington, but they want that relief to be true, productive, stimulating relief, one that doesn't put the future generations on the hook for huge debts, and one that actually will stimulate the economy. I think that's what we've done with our legislation, and we hope that the new president would be willing to meet us part of the way on this issue.
And real quickly, Congressman, will your alternative be given time on the floor today, as far as you know?
Our specific legislation would not. The GOP leadership will be crafting a alternative language in a bill, which incorporates a number of the provisions that we have in my particular piece of legislation.
And so we'll keep an eye out for all of that and, of course, on the final vote. Congressman, thanks so much for being with us.
It's my pleasure. Thanks.
New Jersey Congressman Scott Garrett represents his state's 5th Congressional District, member of both the House Budget and Financial Services Committees. This is Dateline Washington.